ba 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 ba. Sensible, adjective, having, using, or showing good sense or sound judgment.
What's up, sensible fuckers? It's season two.
I was chained to a toilet.
Oh, I drink beer.
I threw my boyfriend's decapitated head out the window.
Shut up! Shut up!
Mandy drinks from a bidet.
I got nice nips.
Totally sensible.
Sensible people.
New episode, Sensible People, Season 2, Episode 17. What's up, Raw Dog Ryan?
What's up to all the weekend warriors out there?
That's right, that's right. It's a Friday night on this nice recording night. And Mandy B.
It's Friday night, baby.
It's Friday night, and I feel alright. The party's here on the west side.
Yeah, I loved what
this
you
This is your night.
It's my
we
night.
We love recording on the weekends.
The when freaks we get a come
What's
out at
song?
Night.
No, no, no. It's
the
a
freaks
beautiful
come
night.
Out at night.
Oh,
no,
it's
mine's
a beautiful
night.
That's the
it's
rock.
A
that's
beautiful
from Roxbury.
Night.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
It's a beautiful life. Oh. It's a beautiful life. Oh. Oh,
it's a great
that's
song,
a good,
right?
We love
We've
it.
Already
we
established tonight at the Roxbury that you
yeah.
listen to
one
it on
of the
an
best
island.
Soundtracks of
it's
all
a good
time,
night, baby.
Guys, new episode. Last episode we had Frankie McDonald, internet weatherman, sensation, YouTube sensation. That was episode 16 of season 2. It yeah. was a great one. We encourage you guys to listen. We also have the, for those that didn't make it out to the bonus, or the live show, we have our bonus episode that we dropped. It was the recording of our live show, so check that out as well.
Bonus,
but today,
Jonas.
We have a phenomenal show in store for you, and one thing we, of course, are going to do is the bobbing for condoms, which for those
I can't wait to
listen
beat
to
your
last
guys'
episode,
asses. I'm not losing.
We played a game. What was the game called?
It was called What Year Is It?
What
and,
year
and we had to guess
it?
The years of a song being released.
That was one of my
and
fun.
It was fun. It was
that
challenging.
Was
a lot of the
games.
Listeners had messaged us afterwards, or people had texted us that I know that have listened. They played alongside and
yeah.
you know texted us our scores or posted it on social media. So it was a fun little play along game. But the punishment was the two losers that didn't win have to bob for condoms. Well, coincidentally, we all fucking tied, and we decided collectively we're all going to bob for
Let's
condoms.
Let's collaborate. Yeah.
Today is that day. We will be bobbing for condoms at the end of this episode.
And loser, whoever bobs the least amount of condoms has to take a shot of Malort in a condom.
Ew!
Yeah.
Malort is bad within itself, doing a shot, but now we're pouring it into a condom, and you have to do the shot from inside the condom.
That's right. And Malort, for those that don't know, is a Chicago staple at liquor.
Yes.
And we're going to get into a little bit of the history of that for those that don't know down the road in this
yeah.
episode before we end up doing the punishment. But guys, as I said, check out last episode, Frankie McDonald, fun stuff.
So last episode I told you guys, right? You guys remember a little update on me personally? The well was dry. I'm still off the dating apps, so I feel
Take
better.
Your time.
Take my time.
Take your time.
But I have a feeling this isn't gonna blow over too well. What I'm about to tell you guys, so I'm waiting to see your guys' opinion.
Okay.
So, I've reached out to people to talk to people. You know, when going through similar situations in life, no matter what your situation is, it's always nice to talk to somebody. That's
who's
going
sensible, like
who's
me.
Who's sensible or going through similar,
so
similar
sensible.
Stuff, right?
Yeah.
So I've reached out to people and I've joined some groups on Facebook. And these groups are, I don't know if you want to call them self-help groups. I don't know what the right word is, but it's people dealing with loss or change or divorce or people that are sad. I haven't posted anything and I haven't joined the group like most people would join the group to get help and to hear from other people.
Like you're not super active yet.
Yeah,
I'm
not active because you want to know why? There's one fucking reason why I joined the group.
Why?
Because it's all women.
How did I know?
And that means
how did I know?
And that means they fucking lost somebody. They're feeling
oh, what
down.
A snake.
They're sad and they're vulnerable.
You're
and
sick.
I'm on the
you're
prowl.
I hope Satan himself burns the flesh from your miserable bones.
Good God, lady.
I'm on the prowl. It.
Hold on.
Raw dog Ryan, baby. So, let's remember, give a golf
let
clap
Let me say
for
this.
That.
Okay, I asked you. I will only golf clap this to say, though, if I was one of those women, though, I would like it.
That's
if
what
I was,
I'm saying.
To be honest.
I've reached out to girls that I don't even know, but they're from around here. I'm just like, hey, heard you're going through a similar situation. Would love to chat. You know, it's always helps. And I'm just a fucking snake.
It's A. Yes. Listen. It's A, comforting, okay? But B, Ryan has the snake. Every girl secretly, you know, we like that little snake, like,
yeah, you,
jerky, like,
wait, little
asshole.
Snake.
Little snake.
My
you like that anaconda.
Like, because Ryan could, I'm sure Ryan's being a little cocky in those groups.
Yeah.
You know he's being a little cocky
well,
in
yeah,
those
I
groups.
Would. Yeah.
I said get off the app.
So I'm saying, I'm sure these girls like it.
Give me some old school ways to get women. And I have to say, I'm taking credit for myself. I thought of this all by myself.
He's
That's
even
awesome.
Facebook
it's a
grouping.
New avenue. We're going to rock it down to Electric
Avenue. And then it is a new avenue.
Who needs Tinder? Who needs Bumble? Join self-help groups.
This is
They're
like,
vulnerable. They don't know what to do. They're lost in life, and I'm going to show them
the
way.
I feel like this is Ryan 3.0.
That is. Raw Dog 3.0.
I mean, seriously, how good of an idea.
No,
this
I am.
This is sensible. To
I'm a little turned on.
Yeah, I'm getting wet myself.
Oh, Taylor.
So I know a couple episodes ago, I forget why, but we were talking about farting at work, I think, right?
We were talking about you in the sheets with one of the chicks that you
oh,
were
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's what we were
with.
Talking about.
And then last episode, I shared my beer fart story.
Yes.
So we've talked a little bit about farting.
So we've been gassy.
We've been a little gassy topic. Here at Sensible People, a little gassy here. The other day at work, we have an elevator. It's a two-story building, so not tall. And I come up from outside. I ate some, like, fucking hard-boiled eggs, just some bad stuff.
Right.
I had a bad stomach. And so I come in, I'm smoking a cigarette, and I'm like, I go into the elevator, just let one go as loud as I fucking possibly can. Well, I've been up on the second level when people are in the elevator. You can hear everything that's going on in the elevator.
Sure.
It's like an echo effect,
right?
So small office, I didn't think anybody was up there. Get up to the second level. Right away, there's a water fountain right around the fucking corner. So as soon as I get out of the elevator, I want to go to the water fountain and then go to the bathroom. As soon as the elevator opens, I go instantly take a right and go to the water fountain. Well, there's this chick is literally right in front of me as the elevator opens right by the water fountain. So what I did was I'm so awkward with people when I first see them in public. She's by the water fountain. I like quickly swift over and saw that she's there and then just pretend like I didn't see her and swooped on by back into the office. And I went back.
Wait,
like,
do you know her?
Yeah, she worked with
me.
Oh,
she works with me.
Yes. But then 10 minutes later, I actually went to the bathroom and I could still smell my fart in the elevator.
So
I
know,
felt so bad. She came
she
and sat down.
Smelled
yeah.
It.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But the best are there's times sometimes when I'm the only one in the office and it's the best. You sit at your desk, you do your work, and you just fart and gas. You don't even worry about it. Right, Mandy?
No, I'm never the only one in the office.
Yeah, but you still fart at your desk, right?
No.
Why not?
Because I'm very zen and don't.
My Did you say zen and don't?
I take probiotics.
Hey. I am zen and
I was saying I'm very zen.
Mandy zen and don't be.
God damn it.
So you mentioned the fucking the self-help groups. You're off the dating apps.
Right.
Any polls from that yet? I know you're trying to be a snake, but anything, any bites?
There's some bites. I got some bait going.
Or what? You're on social media, right? Any bites there?
Well, yeah, there is bites, but let me step back. The self-help groups, you can't dive right in like Tinder and Bumble.
You gotta ease it in like a gentleman.
Yeah,
right?
You gotta pretend.
And
like,
then you just go to Pound Town.
You gotta
when
pretend
it's time.
Like you're gonna be their next husband of their dreams.
Right.
And you gotta
right.
make everything seem right.
Right.
Even vice versa. Like I imagine this would be like
I can only
candy
imagine.
From a bee. I feel like I should join these groups.
Yeah,
what
you
am
should.
I doing?
Right, yeah. Right.
I feel like I could.
No, don't
really take
my idea.
Take more advantage.
This idea, all like, Sensible Nation
wait,
is copyrighted.
Wait, wait.
Nobody
should
else
we...
can use this idea.
Taylor,
it's trademarked.
Well, you can start selling it.
You're a gambling man.
I am. Yes.
Should we form a bracket?
A bracket
should
of what?
Ryan and Mandy, and then we have our self-help. You know.
But what? Who
we're
wins?
Gonna just go moving, God move damn on it. To the next topic.
No. Follow me. You can't even follow me. You're
but
so
what?
Mean.
What's the bracket? What do you win if like you I'm fuck say- somebody or you get in a relationship?
Yeah. No. Whoever can catch like the biggest fish of
the biggest disease. Whoever can catch the biggest venereal disease.
Come on, I'm a game. You know, whoever
that would
catches-
be a good game though.
Come on, yeah. Taylor's very not jumping in this funny.
No, so
game.
Taylor, you bring up social media in general. What's really weird is experiencing this again for like the first time is Instagram. I get these random direct messages, DMs, I guess, as you young folks call them. On Instagram, and for the longest time, like, it's weird. 3 months ago, 2 months ago, it was all cam girls. I talked to cam girls on the way home from
so
work.
So funny.
I
would like, text them
because they would all start with, they're good-looking girls. Hey, babe, how's it going? You chit-chat for 2 minutes, and it's like, hey, can you spend, just pay, it's $3. It's $3. All you got to do is give me a review, and then we'll hang out, babe. We'll hang out, babe. Those are all cam girls.
And these are real cam girls, or yeah. Are they fucking, like,
no,
a Russian dude jerking off to you?
They're real cam girls. Okay. But lately, two times, I want to tell you guys about two stories. First one, it was a Facebook message, random Facebook message. A chick messaged me, thought it was a cam girl, never asked me for money. And all of a sudden, she just flat out says, I want to show you my pussy and my tits, and I'm going to spread my legs, show you my asshole, blah, blah, blah. And of course, like, I thought it's fake. Well, then she, like, video messages
out
me
of the blue.
On Facebook. Like, she's ready to go. I told her I was at home, but I was actually at the bar. So as soon as she saw my beer and I was sitting with buddies, she hung up because I was going to show all my buddies if she's going to show her shit. But the most recent one was Instagram DMs. This chick, her name's Janie from Alabama. So hot. I still don't know what her angle is. So again, I thought it was another cam girl wanting me to spend money to watch her
do stuff. Yeah, of course.
So I've been talking to her for like 5 days, never asked me for a single penny. She's from Alabama. I'm from northern suburbs of Chicago. Where's this going?
How many days have you been talking to her?
Like 5 days.
That's it then.
No, but I mean, like, why are you talking to me? I don't know you.
So picture you're putting your nut out there, right? To 100,000. You're one of 100,000. Only for like 2 weeks do you need to talk to these dudes to find at least 10 in the 100,000.
But she's from Alabama.
She's not really from Alabama, dude.
What do you mean?
You should go home to Greenbow, Alabama.
Why would she tell
She's
me that?
She's a Nigerian prince.
Because.
No, she is. She is. I mean, she has broken English. She has broken English.
How do you know?
But like, so we'll talk.
She's Why are you believing real. Anything
We'll talk
on
for
the
a half
internet.
Hour. We'll talk for a half hour. Then all of a sudden she'll go rogue. And then at night she'll go, good evening, dear. And then in the morning she'll say, good morning, dear.
Yeah, like a program. Like, Ryan, I'm not even on these dating apps, okay, dude. I'm not even on these dating apps, and I'm just patrolling our little small town, and I'm exhausted from the upkeep of the text messages.
I'm glad you bring this up. I'm glad you bring it up. So even if it is a software, let's say it's a software, what are they trying to do? They have not asked me for money.
Eventually, they're going to get it.
So what is it?
They're going to come after you soon. Yeah.
What do you mean?
Or you're collecting.
The software's wasting time on small talk.
First, you're
going
to fucking fall in love with it, right?
Yeah, she's hot.
And then when it's time to meet up, it's.
Or
first, you got to do this.
Taylor, come with
I'm
me here.
I'm flying to Alabama.
Do you think they're going to take his they're collecting information from him? Just
I don't
know.
Yeah, no,
it's
very
on Instagram.
That's very possible.
Collect. Yes, on Instagram.
Collect.
I don't know.
I don't give a
collect,
fuck.
Dude. Yeah.
You know what? Just ask her. Ask her where it's going.
You
say, look, am I flying to you? You flying to me?
Yeah.
Let's fuck.
Fly.
Let's fuck.
Let's fuck.
Let's do it.
You know, on a side note, does she not look like a Sherpa tonight?
She's, well, what are you doing?
She's got a shawl on. A babushka.
Okay,
are you wearing a babushka?
Yes, because I'm Polish. Second of all, I'm freezing. I feel like my breath is being taken away.
You take my breath away.
What about the Mandy B market these days? Anything on the prowl for you?
Okay, to be honest, kind of yes. I've been playing the young field. Oh,
there
my
we go.
God. Okay, this is perfect timing. So ready? I'm going to set the scene to this song. I just am hanging out with this young gentleman caller on a Saturday night. Young. We have a really good time. Mandy B is feeling maybe a little nervous, maybe a little older than this guy.
Okay.
But then the morning comes and he's smitten still. I'm feeling good. We're happy.
Mean?
He's still smitten, like he's still interested in me.
Right.
You know the night. Sure. So then the next day, he sends me a text message. Hey, hope you're having a great morning. Oh, hey, you too. Then an image is coming, right? And you know when it says like image downloading, yep. You're like, what can this be? A dick pic? I don't know. It's an image of an inhaler. An actual inhaler sitting on his lap.
Yeah, why?
And he said, this is for next time because your pussy takes my breath away.
Wow, do you have like the golden goose pussy?
No.
You have a magic David fucking Copperfield pussy?
That is some straight up David Copperfield pussy.
You literally just give.
I should be charging.
You do something to the men.
Holy
Mandy
shit.
B.
Holy shit.
What?
I have a phone call. Hold on. Something's coming in my headset.
What's coming in here?
It's Sonny. It's Sonny reporting live.
No.
Holy shit. He says Sonny Patel has collected footage from Mandy's encounter with this young gentleman.
Send it to me.
All right, let me send
it. He looked through the window. It was a wild time, you guys, for real. It was a very wild time, for real. I'm not going to lie to you.
Well, let's hear how wild it fucking was.
Dude.
Sonny Patel.
Are you kidding me?
Sensible people.
Stop it. Are you
kidding
me? Wow. What were you doing?
It's like fast motion blowjob.
All right.
Oh, I remember that part.
So we're gonna get up.
I really remember
we're gonna
that
get
part.
Up and personal, Mandy B. For real.
So I don't know what's
let's
going
start.
On.
Let's start. You said you met a nice gentleman. Whatever.
Those are some
I met this
gags.
Cute guy, right? So all I'm. Right.
Oh no! Let me ask. Fuck you and shut up.
It's Friday night, ladies and gentlemen.
All right. See ya. Before you had intercourse.
Can we lower this?
Before you had intercourse, let's hear what was the foreplay. Did you put a finger in a butt or did he put a finger in your butt?
No fingers in butts.
No. All right. So we'll throw that out the window.
What about the choke?
Yeah.
You loved it. You mentioned last week that's your fetish. You love
so
to be
choked.
So I
like the choke. So we were, you know, chatting a little bit about it. You know, he was like, I can't. He kept saying this, to be honest. I can't wait to taste you. And I was like, please don't say that.
I say that to Ryan.
Why? You don't want to get
but
a taste
why?
Of you?
So do you guys say that to girls? Why do these young guys
no,
keep
I don't
saying
say I
that to
taste
me,
you.
Dude?
I think I've said that before.
I just want to I
when
just
you,
say.
5 years ago when you're
no, in my grandma's birthday card.
I'm more of a just, I want to fuck your cunt.
No, so so he keeps saying, like, I can't wait to taste you. And I'm like, okay. And then he keeps being like, you're so pretty. I'm like, okay. And then he turns to my roommate even and says, I can't wait to taste her. And my roommate's like, what? Yeah, I know.
This guy's out of control.
I know, out of control. But I think he realized it.
He's an animal.
Animal. So anyway, so then we're about to get to the banging. And so I'm a little toasted. I throw this out there.
Yeah.
I go, hey, just so you know, I like a little choking.
Yeah.
If you could choke, that would be phenomenal. If I can request one thing. And he said, okay. And then he tried it and he said, I don't like this. And
he cut a piece of steak too big and handed
how was
it to
his,
her and told
how
her
was
to
his
eat
banging?
It.
How was a 25-year-old bang?
My body was like still sore from Tuesday.
My body is a wonderland.
It hurt. No, to be honest, I felt like I was a Wetzel's
pretzel.
So
he was big? He was well endowed?
Yeah, but I'm mostly saying it was flipping me over like a continental soldier.
She's being bashful but, because she knows he listens.
Nah, right, no shit. Yeah. Yeah, he's definitely listening. He's a fanboy. Yeah. Wait, what? So how did you end up finishing?
Finish him!
I finished just fine, but as to the choking he didn't like, I don't know. No one will like come on me. It's like...
Yeah.
What a pussy.
Wait, he didn't come on you?
I offer it to all the gentlemen.
Like
and there's not many. Wait, hold on. There's not like a plethora.
I offer it. It's
there's
all,
not a lot
offer
of
offer's always
calls.
On the table.
But when I get the gentleman call.
Line them up.
So like, do you ever get it like right in your eyelashes, like super glue, like it shuts your eyelids
no, I'm
shut.
Having trouble
that's
finding.
That's the worst.
All these guys keep saying like, I don't want to. I can't stop coming. I'm sorry.
Oh, it feels so good. What would be
what
the,
are these guys? Like, what are you, bunch of beta males, if you ask me.
Pussies.
I don't know.
Come
I'm
on, man
them.
Up, boys.
I'm reading them around here.
What would
these
be the
boys?
Worst spot to have them go on you? Is it like belly button? You don't like it in there? What about your
no,
ear?
It's gotta be
no,
eyeball.
That doesn't
your
matter.
Hole, eyeball, nose, up your nose.
Of course, up the nose would be terrible, and the eyeball would be hard.
I asked one. You have to name one. What's the worst?
Eyeball, just in case I get some sort of sty in the eye.
Yeah. All right.
Right. No one wants to stare in the eye.
So, but okay, let me ask.
People think you have pink eye, then they think you're taking it. You know,
does it smell like pancake batter, like it brought up? Bisquick.
No,
yes,
gosh,
it does.
No, I forgot
yes,
to. I forgot to taste it or smell it.
Mandy talks about guys coming on her. Do you know what's fucking fucked up? Every the past, I will say 4 to 5 women in my life. So this probably dates, I don't know, 10 years.
Yeah.
Maybe less. The first time I'm ever with somebody, I can't come. What do you what,
why,
diagnose me?
You're too fucked up.
No.
I feel like it's because you're so excited.
I don't know if I'm nervous or what, but I'm telling you, every first time I've been with somebody.
I mean, that's like acceptable.
I just,
if you drink too much, it's like,
yeah.
You know,
or is it
hard.
This? Or
but
do
I just
you guys
go
feel
and slap and slap and slap and heave and heave and pound and pound and pound and pound. I feel like the fucking cheese grater is on my dick. And I finally, like, I just can't call.
That's probably why you're not coming. Cause you feel like
that's probably why you're not coming.
No. Is this why? I've been thinking this. Is this why? Because you don't like it's a new person.
Yeah, it's weird.
To look,
I'm nervous.
Like you don't want me
I'm
to.
Nervous.
Yeah, yeah. And you don't want me to see your face. These guys, I feel like they turn their face away from me. And I'm like, do you not want me to see your face? I think they don't want me to see their face when they're coming.
Why?
When they're coming, because
yeah,
it's like,
I get that.
Yeah.
I'm and, coming.
I mean, of course, no one like looks super hot when you're like, of course, we all look a little weird when we're coming. But I think these guys feel very self conscious.
Ba, ba, ba,
ba, ba, ba, ba, ba, ba, ba, ba, ba, ba, ba, ba, ba, ba, ba,
I just had to, sorry.
But I think that's true.
Mandy,
there has to be some sort of
Mandy,
reason.
Show Taylor and I, what's your cum face?
I can't do it.
No, do it right now.
I cannot do it on command.
Try it.
No way.
Try it.
No way.
Come just on now.
It.
No.
Come on.
Yes, it's Friday night. You're trying.
No.
It. Then make it. Then fake it.
I
like
feel like
you
I
normally
can't.
Do.
I don't. I don't.
Yeah, do you go cross-eyed or do you go hammerhead?
Mm,
what if she
neither?
Just, her eyes, as soon as she goes, her eyes just go hammerhead shark.
I mean, I don't know. I'm not doing it.
I can't look at it.
Actually, I'll do it for a one-time payment of $19.95. I'll do it for a two-time payment of $18.75.
You can send that to our PayPal at sensiblepeoplepodcast@gmail.com.
Would you rather go hammerhead shark after you came or... As soon as you come, you make the loudest Chewbacca.
The loudest Chewbacca.
Hammerhead shark.
Wait, you would go hammerhead shark?
Yeah,
because
then
life?
I would turn my face like that guy. Nobody would ever see my hammer. Ryan, what about that fucking video you sent me a couple days ago?
Yeah, I didn't think it was real.
Dude, did you see that, Mandy? It was in our thread, but you don't look at that.
What's a thread?
yeah, exactly. Let me pull
Mandarin,
that up. Let me pull that up. Let me see if I can pull
Mandarin.
So basically, Raw Dog sends me this fucking video, and he's like, dude, I think I've seen it all now. It's this fucking porn, and it's an Asian chick. I'm pulling it up right now so I can show Mandy B on the fly. And I would say we would post this on our social media.
Only Twitter.
Yeah.
Only Twitter
we
could
post
do
it. On Twitter, I guess.
All the other social medias are fucking pussies.
Our sponsors will like that. So look at this fucking video. I'm going to full screen it for you.
Yeah, move that cord.
Look at, so this. I'm,
no!
I'm just trying, so
yeah,
this,
are those real?
This fucking Asian pulls out her tits and she's got.
I can't even look!
She's got the biggest.
Mandy, what would
nipples.
You compare that
no!
to?
No, I don't know. I've never
so
seen
guys,
anything like
they're
that.
They're not big. You wouldn't say they're big like areolas. Like they're not
no,
pancake
no.
nipples. We're talking about the actual length of the nipple.
Like it looks like a dick for
yes.
a nipple.
It's like Farrah Fawcett had long nipples.
Oh,
no, these are. This is.
These
that's got to be a 7-8 inch nipple.
She's got Pringle can nipples.
I wish I never saw that.
But that's real.
No,
and then,
wait. You know what those are? You know in Christmas time, those pirouettes are like those long chocolate wafers? That's what those are.
But those are more thick. Those are thicker.
Are your nipples like that?
No!
Are you sure?
Yes, I can't even
All right,
look.
So wait. Then the other part of this is that the nipples are so big that they're. They have like holes.
Yeah, no, they're like craters.
Right, they're like hooked. So the guy starts fingering the nipple.
Get it out of here!
And I'm gonna scoot.
Scoot
a little further into this video. And then he's like looking in the hole. It gets weird. They're like peeling the hole open.
Stop!
And then the dicks are out, and now he's fucking the holes.
Stop,
two dicks
fucking
the tits. You talk about a titty fucking.
You know
this
what?
He's literally in the hole. It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
Stop.
He's fucking the titty hole.
You know what? Let's talk about something else new.
The dicks are. I got.
Let's talk about something else new in my life, okay? Besides that weird porn. So I don't listen to too many different podcasts nowadays. Like, it's so hard to fit them in my schedule.
Yeah.
But I just
Her busy schedule.
She's too busy. Super busy.
She's such. She's like management, I think.
But I just started listening to that podcast, Call Me Daddy. Do you ever
call
listen
her
to
daddy?
It?
Yeah, like, yeah. Call her no, daddy. No, they're Barstool. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I am these women.
Yeah,
I am these women.
You need to indulge more of your life, and you top these women.
I think I'm gonna leave you guys for them.
What do you mean?
They couldn't handle
Cue
you.
Cue the sad
like we
song.
Can.
They won't tolerate me. But listen, okay, so they were talking about this thing. It's called the Mona Lisa, and I want to ask you guys if you would enjoy this.
Okay. I haven't heard of this episode or that term.
So it's like their most new term or whatever show, blah, blah. So anyway, so it's called the Mona Lisa, and your significant other's laying on the bed.
Okay.
Sitting
okay.
on the
okay,
bed.
Okay, significant
sitting
other,
on the bed.
One night stand, whatever,
your
what
person
have you.
Is sitting on the whatever, and they say, come and put your dick in my mouth.
Okay.
I say,
simple.
Put your dick in my mouth. And you're like, all right, you know, coming in there. And right. then I'm like, well, I'm going to touch myself until I come with your dick in my mouth.
Okay.
So you can hear me moan. And so my moaning will like vibrate off your
sounds
dick.
Sounds fantastic.
And so I want you to come at the same time I'm coming.
It
so
sounds
the
fantastic.
Mona Lisa.
But if I come before you come, that's your loss.
That's what I started thinking is, what if you come and like come in my mouth? It's going to ruin everything.
Yeah, because you're not going to
I don't know. So has anyone ever pulled it on you guys? They were like, this
I
is the
like
most
that's
genius
a nice, like,
move.
That's pretty standard.
Yeah, just play with yourself. Put your dick in your mouth.
Yeah.
They Why made not? A huge deal.
I don't feel like
I
that's
know.
Very revolutionary.
Well, they were like, this guy came up to me and were like, I'm going to put my dick in your mouth and you're going to touch yourself.
Have you ever had an uncircumcised penis in your mouth?
Yes. Oh,
ew.
Yeah,
the
I know.
The old limp trap.
It's kind of smells
bad. It's a fucking anteater.
It smells bad.
That's gross.
And the guy was like, hey, are you interested in seeing
Wait, why
it?
Do
and
people
like,
not...
No, thanks.
Why do they not
but
do it?
But he showed me.
Because they like the lint, to keep the lint.
So it's like there's just a flat... there's an extra
you
skin flap.
You can get lottery tickets.
You keep your lottery tickets in there.
So
everybody knows that.
Money, baby.
So when you were with it, you had to peel it back?
I wasn't with this guy. Like, literally, I was at a party. You know, I'm at this one party, and this dude's cleaning the shoes I'm walking on. You guys, these guys are so weird.
So...
He was scrubbing my shoes for some
and
reason.
And he just flashed his dick?
He was like, you're so hot, I'm going to wash your shoes. And I was like, cool. And then he's washing my shoes. It was so weird. It was so weird. And so he was washing my shoes.
I want to meet every single guy you've ever met in your life.
I know.
I want to meet them all.
It's so weird.
Oh, my God, you're so hot.
I want to wash your shoes.
I know. And so we started washing my shoes. And everyone's like, cool. And he just kept saying, she's so hot. And I'm like, okay.
So then he just showed his dick?
So then he was like, I have an uncircumcised dick. And I was like, interesting. And I went upstairs to pee, and it's the only bathroom in the house. Yeah. So I went upstairs to pee, and I'm literally peeing, and there's a knock on the door, and I'm like, I'm peeing. And then I finish peeing and like, you know, zipper up, and then I open the door, and that kid busts in, and he's like, do you want to see it?
This kid is unbelievable.
I know.
We gotta
he
find
goes
him.
From you want me to shine your shoes to I have an uncircumcised dick to do you want to see it?
But also, like, so I was like, you know, I was just coming up here to pee, though. Like, this wasn't, like, a plot.
Yeah.
Like, did he think this was, like, a plot?
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
he,
like you're baiting him in.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
But the, I don't know.
This guy is a fucking 99 on the
Dude,
sensibility chart.
Complete.
I think he matches us.
Hey, so he whipped
can't
it
can't a home run unless you swing.
Right, right.
And he swung.
It was a stinky swing. So he swung, and I was like, stinky, I can help. This poor kid, I couldn't help
what
it.
A story.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, later.
It's fucking hilarious.
It was just weird.
Too funny.
Yes. Yeah, so.
Guys, I just got back from fucking Vegas.
We just, always go to Vegas.
I love Vegas.
Wait,
it's the best
wait,
place
Ryan,
in the, it's the best city in the world.
I don't want to hear it from you.
Did you notice how he always goes to Vegas and never like invites us?
That is not true.
Yeah.
I invited you
or
last
like,
time I
he
went.
He didn't even tell us he was
He doesn't
going.
Invite us anywhere.
Is neither none of
to
that
the grocery
is true.
Store to
I said let's
the
get
gas.
The fuck out of here and
I
move
think
our
we're too rough
to
around
Vegas.
The edges.
I think there's
Nothing
too many
too
uncircumcised penises following us.
So I'm out in Vegas and I had just fucking heard this funny bit on a radio show I listened to about ordering a well-done steak in a nice steakhouse. So you go into a nice steakhouse, Ryan.
Yep.
How do you get your meat cooked?
I'm in between medium rare to medium.
Okay. Loser.
Beautiful.
Medium rare.
Perfect. Right?
Rare to medium rare. I'll eat rare.
Rare doesn't bother me.
I always go medium just to be on the safe side. Yeah. But medium rare to medium. Rare to medium.
Medium is, at a nice steak joint.
Yeah,
is
usually
is still
medium rare.
Is like rare.
Yeah. Totally. Always. Because they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
So I heard this bit on this radio show I listened to, and it was hilarious. They're ripping on dudes that order well-done steaks at really nice steakhouses, which is like a sin in fucking Vegas.
Yeah.
You know, really
or
in Chicago
anywhere.
Or anywhere, right? So I heard this probably 2 weeks prior to me going to Vegas. I'm sitting at this beautiful steakhouse, and this fucking guy next to me orders a well-done steak. And I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ.
It's disgusting.
It's disgusting. Not sensible, right? And then the next thing, he fucking gets, he gets the ketchup.
No.
The ketchup. Are you kidding me? Dude, you're paying fucking $70 for that fucking steak.
I was gonna say how much.
And you are literally ordering it a fucking well done.
That means,
and
a la carte?
You're getting ketchup.
That means he grew up with the worst cook of a mom ever.
Yeah, no, but my
mom. Her cooking was so bad.
No, my mom sucked fucking dick at cooking too. And I.
But you don't put ketchup on your steak.
I'm sensible. No. So no, it's not that.
You know what? Honestly, if you put ketchup on your steak, I don't even care if you're at a nice restaurant.
Really, wherever to
if
me.
If you put ketchup on your steak, go lay on the fucking railroad tracks. For real.
Exactly.
You're an awful, evil, evil person, and I hate you. And if you put ketchup on eggs too, get the fuck out.
Oh, that's even, that's even worse.
Get out.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's worse.
What,
but it's
wait.
Oh, God.
What?
Don't say.
What does she have to say?
You put ketchup on your eggs?
See you at breakfast tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
I didn't say hot sauce. Hot sauce is fine.
Oh, I
love ketchup.
Cholula.
Okay, what about ketchup?
You don't put it on your hash browns?
No, I don't. But I would say that's a little more sensible. Like, I don't have an issue with that, I guess.
Yeah.
Right? Mm. The fries. They're fries, essentially. They're potatoes. The fucking... the eggs, though? No. And the well-done steak, you don't do.
No.
You don't do that. You don't do the ketchup.
You don't ask for...
Not sensible.
You
don't do it.
You don't ask for A1 steak sauce at a fucking nice steak restaurant.
You don't.
It's fucking,
it's
rude.
It is rude to the fucking chef. And if I was the chef at one of these nice places, get the fuck out.
Yeah, just like Mandy said earlier in the episode. If I was the waiter and someone asked me for steak sauce,
get out.
I'd beat off on their face.
Yeah, get out.
Just say,
no one will beat off on my face.
Yeah, I mean, speaking of restaurants, though, did you guys see on Instagram? I posted this, I think, yesterday or 2 days ago. Fucking Toronto, the restaurant kitchen where everyone has HIV.
Yeah, what?
We want to challenge the stigma. Are you kidding me?
I know.
This
tell me
is
more.
What 2019 is
tell
in the
me
fucking
more.
In North
why
America.
HIV?
A Toronto pop-up is the first of its kind anywhere and was born out of a recent poll suggesting that many still fear sharing food with someone HIV positive. They probably should, just in case, right? Sharing food, like, you can't be... I get the stigma, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
You're not... Magic Johnson plays fucking basketball. You're not going to get the HIV from
his sweat or
from
whatever.
From sweating or whatever. Like, we're all educated on that now.
Yeah, yeah.
But you can't be too safe. Sharing food with someone? I don't know.
Like, if you had HIV and you... ate food and I took your plate.
Yeah,
and
you bite you bite your fucking tongue and now you're bleeding in my shake and we're sharing a shake together.
I'll have a fear of that.
Oh my God. So next episode's title is Raw Dog Eats at the HIV Restaurant.
Subscribers dropping.
But how stupid.
I'm not sitting next to
how
people
stupid.
With HIV.
Wait, I like lost track. What's the Instagram about?
It was this restaurant kitchen. That it's a pop-up store or restaurant in Toronto, and it's literally staffed by only HIV people.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, yeah. Ugh.
Would you go get a milkshake from them?
This isn't our...
I wouldn't go get a milkshake from them.
No, but it's all the fucking rave now. Ugh. The fucking Earth's going to blow up in 10 years. It's fine.
Next.
Yeah, next. Yeah. Exactly. Not sensible. Not sensible. And then I got one more sensible or not for you. I saw this in Vegas as well. Sensible or not, we'll do a quick one. Putting on fucking sunscreen to get into an indoor pool. SPF 80, mind you.
There's no sun.
That's what I said. And this old broad is lathering up like she's going out into the fucking desert heat.
Was she like a leatherhead?
No, she wasn't. She was an old lady, but she was not a leather. She was no leather.
So she had big old swoop. Leather. She had swoop tits or sag tits?
Oh, swoop tits for Swoops. Sure.
Swoops. Yeah. So she had at least like some ramps at the end. A little they ramp. Weren't just hanging.
But come on. What are you doing?
Yeah, what the fuck are you doing, Mandy
I feel
D?
Like those old people just do things to do them, you know? Like that's her time to put on her
I
want to
know what Mandy B is going to be like at 70.
Why?
Mandy B
aren't
at
you guys
70,
so?
Oh
what do you think she'll be like?
But you swoop guys will tits. Be by my side.
Yeah, swoop tits for sure.
You don't
yeah.
think you'll be by my side, though? Oh, we're going to still be doing the wait, podcast.
Wait a second. Why don't you tell everybody what you told us before we started recording that whenever it happens, whether it's 2 months
if
or 10 years
if a miracle ever
now,
happens.
And Mandy B gets married, tell the crowd.
Oh, God.
So I asked these two gentlemen if they would be my bridesmaids.
Is this an official...
That's an
ask?
Invite. Yeah.
Is this an ask?
We're in.
So Tay and I will be your bridesmaids. And guess what that means?
What?
When you have two maids of honor, what's it called again? What is it called when you have like a
well, you have
matriarch of honor?
No, the matron of honor is someone married. So that would be me.
Okay. And
I'm the matron.
And
you're the maid.
And I'm the maid.
And we get to plan your bachelorette party.
How cute.
Yes. So we're going to be in a party with chicks with dildos and fucking
great.
Male strippers.
Raw Dog and I will go ass to ass.
I know. It's going to be absolutely wild.
Hey, did you guys just say, ba, 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 ba,
guys, we're going to talk a little bit about Malort here in a second after the break.
Hello, America. My name's Carl Jepson IV. When my great-grandfather, Carl, arrived in this country, he wanted to share with everybody his mother's sweetest Swedish liqueur recipe. And as the generations change, our promise remains the same. To make the finest Swedish liqueur in the world. Malort! I'll have another.
Sensible Nation. So coming up, we are going to do our punishment from last episode what year is it, which we said we're going to be bobbing for condoms and the loser has to take a shot of Malort through a condom. For some of you, what I've gathered, we're going to talk a little bit more about Malort because Malort, we're a Chicago podcast. We are all from, you know, Chicagoland area. We're from Chicago. Malort is a staple of Chicago.
But you'd be surprised how many people have not tried it.
You're right.
Me being one of them.
And there's a lot of people that don't know what Malort
including
is.
Including the one and only Taylor Wagner.
The sensible degenerate has not had
so
any Malort.
Before we get into, I guess, just a little brief history of Malort. Malort is a liqueur. Mm. And what it's known for is the only reason why it's popular and still a liquor is because it's known as... if not the, but one of the shittiest tasting alcohols of all time.
The shitty ass.
And so people buy it as a gift, as a gag, as a punishment like we're doing now, a losing a bet. Anything along those lines, people do shots of Malort. But I've been to bars, a lot of the hipsters now we'll call it, they do it because they think it's cool because it's so shitty. So it's kept its stigma throughout the years. And just to give a brief history of Malort, it's a brand of Basque, which I don't know what that is, but it was introduced in the 1930s.
Basque is it's like a Swedish bitter.
Swedish bitter, okay. Yeah. It was produced by Chicago's Carl Jepson Company. That's why it's called Jepson's Malort. The brand was sold to CH Distillery of Chicago Pilsen neighborhood, and Jepson's Malort is named after Carl Jepson, the Swedish immigrant who Taylor just said it's Swedish. Swedish immigrant who first distilled and popularized the liquor in Chicago. Malort is the Swedish word for wormwood, which is the key ingredient in a Basque, a bitter flavored type of Swedish.
There you go.
Bravin.
Disgusting.
So it's known for its bitter taste, its shitty taste. Mandy, me and you have both tasted Malort. I'm so excited. What we're going to do now, before we get into our punishment, is we're going to do the Malort Challenge.
And the Malort Challenge.
What that is obviously we're going to talk to you here on air, but we're going to film each one of us taking a shot of Malort and your facial expression after you take that shot of Malort. There has been certain sayings, I guess you'll say, what Malort tastes like. You'll read them all online. One of the two best I've ever heard was number one, it's like driving through Gary, Indiana with your mouth open.
That is so funny.
And I've also heard that it tastes like spraying hairspray in the back of your throat and then biting into a dirty sock. With that being said,
can't wait.
Before all of us do the Malort challenge, I wanted to read off 14 things, and maybe I won't read all 14, but 14 things that you didn't know about Malort. So people that have or know about it and people who don't know about it, this should be quite interesting, right? Number one, Malort's not actually flavored with gasoline. The key ingredient in Malort is wormwood. Some people think it's gasoline. Number two, on the bottle, the Chicago flag has 3 stars. But this is because the city flag on the label only has 3 stars, and it's because the designer was not ripping shots of the product, but it's because it predates the Century of Progress Exposition in 1933. Malort was one of the few beverages Carl Jepsen could actually taste. He was a Swedish immigrant who came to Chicago in the 1930s. As a cigar shop owner and an avid smoker, Jepsen loved drinking and selling Malort.
That explains a lot, to be honest. So, come on, think about it.
He didn't want whiskey, he didn't want vodka, he didn't want beer.
So you are a cigarette smoker. So yeah. I quit smoking for like 12 years now. I was like a 2-pack a day. And after I quit, I could totally taste things.
Yeah.
Absolutely differently. And if this guy likes this taste of Malort, like he had some
which
fucked
Raw Dog
up
has a sick fucking like for
and
this
you
drink
do
too.
And you have fucked it up. Well, you can't even like you let your taste buds get burnt, right? Does he not
really?
Like he's a trash bag. He likes people to piss on him, and he likes the of course
I'm
he likes
Malort.
Malort
and but I'm piss. That's what's for dinner.
All right. His fetish. Okay, keep going. I just wanted to
this one. I like this next fact. So Malort beat Prohibition. The liquor was sold door-to-door by Jepsen during Prohibition with the loophole of being it was a medical alcohol.
Dude, I got to meet this Jepsen.
And
genius.
So, like I just mentioned about Gary, Indiana and the hairspray, the fan slogans are priceless. There's Malort, kick your mouth in the balls. Malort, when you need to unfriend someone in person. Malort, tonight's the night you fight your dad. Malort, the champagne of pain. Malort, turning taste buds into taste foes for generations.
Oh, man.
Drink Malort. It's easier than telling people you have nothing to live for. Malort, what soap washes its mouth out with?
I'm getting kind of nauseous hearing.
So there's fan commercials. Yeah. That's one of these facts, but we're going to do our own fan commercials right now, which is the Malort Challenge. The Daily Show correspondents swear by it. It's distinctively Chicago, which we've said it's started in Chicago. It's you go anywhere in the country, not many people know what Malort is. The Swedes are responsible for the recipe, which we mentioned before. It was used to ease menstrual cramps, Mandy B.
Shut the front door.
So fuck Advil. Fuck, what's the main over-the-counter?
Yeah.
Mital. Fuck Mital. Just take some fucking
Mital.
Malort. Let's cut to the chase.
I know. I can't wait to...
The first one, should we make Taylor go last or first?
I'll go last.
You go last.
I'll go first.
Mandy B's going to go first. So,
We're
going to commentate. We're also going to take videos, so make sure to check all of our social channels because we will post the Malort Challenge. And so Mandy B's going to go first.
And you can follow us at Sensible People if you're not following us on Instagram or Twitter, and at Sensible People Podcast on Facebook.
We're always doing super
We've
fun live
YouTube
videos.
We've got our YouTube channel, too, so check that out.
So, Mandy, as we mentioned, as the listeners know, you've tasted this before. So what's your thoughts, honestly?
Raw Dog's pouring the drink.
What, so like, anytime
I've
tasted...
Is this absolutely brutal to you?
Wait, why are we filling it up to the brim?
It's a fucking shot. This isn't
no,
a sifter.
No, please, please.
No, we're doing a shot.
Please, sir.
Yes, we're doing a shot. No, what's your thoughts before you do this?
My thoughts are okay. Anytime I do Malort, or have done Malort, or I feel like it's taking a drug... You're like already blacked out. I'm not already blacked out. And when I'm blacked out, that's when I know
so
it tastes really
you
bad.
Can't chase
like
this
I know
shit
it
during the challenge.
No, and if I know when I'm blacked out and can't even see straight, it tastes bad. How am I gonna feel
so what
now?
What could you compare? What does it taste like to you?
Oh,
beforehand.
So like I would want to just say the classic girl thing, like poop in my mouth. But I wish it tastes like poop in my mouth.
What's the hashtag like we want? Poop in the
hashtag
butt?
Yeah, poop butt. Poop
butt. Hashtag, what is it?
Hashtag poop butt.
Make poop butt trend.
Yeah, trying to get trending poop
trying
butt.
Trying to get poop butt to trend. So, please right. No.
Let's see it. Let's
please
do it.
Not the hole.
Yes, no. Do
please
a shot.
Please not the hole.
I know
no.
You can do a shot.
Do as
I much
can't.
As you can. Come on. Do, no. The, do as much
no,
as you can.
No, because Taylor's doing a full shot, so don't give him an out.
Yeah.
Will you give me $10 if I take the whole shot?
Yeah, what do you mean? That's what
no,
we're
this
doing.
This is the fucking challenge. Let's
no, but
go.
Will you give me $10 if I take
no,
the shot?
No, take the shot.
No, but it'll help me take it.
Let's go, Malort challenge.
Let's go right
Randy
now.
Already, my mouth starts salivating.
I'm gonna get.
Season
I'm gonna
two.
Get
no!
your face.
Episode.
My mouth starts salivating.
17. All right, now it's time for Raw Dog. Let's go. Pour the shot.
I mean, sometimes, like Mandy said, though, I have to be drunk, but sometimes I don't mind it. It's just the after.
You said that.
I never said that brim? I didn't mind it.
Did you just fill it to the brim?
You felt my hopes and dreams with the brim and crashed them down.
I think Taylor's really nervous, though, maybe.
I am getting
oh,
very
I bet
nervous.
Your bottom dollar he is.
You bet your bottom dollar. All right,
bet
this
your
is...
bottom dollar.
You guys know I don't do good with taste. I'm picky. And so
dude,
this
I know.
Might be the worst shot.
You saw my
ever.
Reaction.
All right, here I go. Here's my shot of
Malort. And
Malort.
A one, and a two,
and
a three.
Ba,
and
ba,
a
ba,
ba. Ba, ba, ran. Let the record show. Whoa, baby. Let the record show how much of a badass Mandy B is.
That went down, that didn't go down good.
Did it go down good for me?
Not throw up on the board.
Oh.
Dude.
Taylor, please.
Oh my God.
Taylor, please
no.
Zoom in. Let the record
no,
show. He didn't finish the shot.
It for sure tastes like hairspray. It's hairspray in the back of my tongue.
Oh, wait, Taylor. Mine didn't taste like hairspray.
Dude.
This oh my
is
God!
Disgusting.
This is—I can't do this after what?
I did it.
Wait, all right. There's no way I'm.
Yes. Now
oh
Taylor's
my.
Next. So Mandy, we have a virgin Malort.
Oh, this is
hair.
Brutal.
How
no, guys, this? What if I throw up?
How good
well,
is this?
I don't
fuck.
Know. We have a virgin Malort and a pussy Malort drinker here, so you know.
All right, I can't wait for him.
Ryan, I'm like severely
come
disappointed.
Come on, not to the brim
Jim.
For a virgin.
What? Why did
hold on,
I
hold on.
Not
Let me
get any
my camera
breaks
ready.
Here?
Guys, up. Oh my God.
Taylor, if
you know
I
what,
can
though,
do
you'll
it,
feel good
and, Ryan,
and you'll tell all your Taylor. Buddies that you finally did Malort.
Oh,
finally,
Jesus
it is
I feel like
to me.
To be a true Chicagoan, like I consider myself to be,
Taylor,
I should probably do a shot of Malort once in my
life. Sweet home, Chicago.
All right, so here comes Tay Taka's Malort challenge.
And a one, and a two, and a three, and a...
Woo!
Oh, very Chicagoan. Oh,
what's your thoughts? All right, give the listeners who've never tasted it
woo!
Like you did the first
oh,
time.
Oh, God, it doesn't go away.
What's your thoughts?
It does not go away.
But come on.
Yes.
Wait, Ryan,
the beer makes it worse.
Oh, God. Man, the aftertaste is the worst part.
It is. Aren't you glad you did it now? Aren't you glad you're able to say you did Malort now, though?
Aren't you glad you said Malort?
Aren't you glad
you said Malort?
Oh, man.
Do you need a cigarette?
Yeah. I think I need to eat some ass.
Ryan, honestly, I can't believe you
oh,
just
man.
Couldn't. You couldn't
why do you keep giving me shit? Woo. I fucking did it.
Ryan, no. Because
I
if I
own,
did
right?
what you did. Yes, I'm so...
It's so bad. The aftertaste is so bad.
No, but I expect you to react way worse than this. No, I expected...
All
right. Ryan has reacted
so
woo,
now,
you did.
All right, so now that woo. You guys heard all of us do woo. The Malort shot normally out of a shot...
Holy shit.
After the break, we're going to do our punishment where we each bob for the condoms.
Bobbing.
And now
condoms.
Think how bad it's going to be
but
to take a
also,
shot out of a condom.
Oh,
but
God.
Also,
no.
I would
I'm
like...
I'm not losing.
I'm not losing.
I'm not losing.
Sensible
no
Nation, I would like you to rate us from one... To three, how sensible we were taking these shots, just because I think I'm going to beat Ryan.
Yeah. I like
all
that.
Right.
And I'm going to say that one more time, just because I'm going
to
beat Ryan.
I think it's time to bob.
After the break,
bob,
we're going to bob,
bob, bob,
bob,
bob, bob, bob, bob, bob, bob, bob, bob, bob, bob, bob, bob, bob, bob,
bob,
bob,
bob,
bob, bob, bob, bob, bob, bob, bob, bob,
all right, Sensible Nation, you guys all know how we love our punishment. So now is the time in the episode where we're going to do our punishment. And this comes from last episode. If you haven't listened, check it out. It's called What Year Is It? Where we played a game where we listened to songs and we had to guess what year it was. All of us all tied, and instead of a tiebreaker...
I was really good.
No, instead of a tiebreaker, we decided that we're all going to take this punishment. And what this is we have a bucket full of beer with floating loose condoms. And each person, Mandy, Tay, and myself, is going to have 30 seconds to bob for these condoms with your hands behind your back. The person that ends up bobbing the least amount of condoms in 30 seconds is going to have to take a shot of Malort through a condom.
And we just did the test shot of Malort, the Malort yes. challenge. So we know how bad it is.
How
right?
bad is it going to be out of a condom?
Oh, it's going to be horrible. Horrible.
So without further ado, Mandy's volunteered and she's up first. So Mandy.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mandy B. Give it a big warm
Taylor,
golf
Taylor, you got the stopwatch ready?
Get the stopwatch. Give me a second. Give me a second. I'm going to count down from three, Mandy.
And what? Well, the one thing we didn't say that I will say now is in order for it to be an official point, you have to drop the condom in the green bucket next.
Yeah, if it falls out, you cannot pick it up again. It's discounted.
You have to put it in the green bucket.
We did not say this last time, but okay.
You got 30 seconds, doll.
Count me.
All right, Taylor, you got your stopwatch ready?
Ready? Three. Two, one,
go. Oh, my God. She's bobbing. She hasn't even got one. What is she? Is it? She just got a Facebook
one. Oh, she's quitting.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Yeah, this
I'm gonna
is
win.
Great.
I'm
this
gonna
is
win.
Great.
I'm going to win.
She's got one. She's got one. Oh, no. That's her sleeve.
Come on. You got to grab a condom.
Oh, let's go, Mandy B. The fans. That's one. One's in the bucket. Nope. She's got one in the bucket. One in the bucket.
She literally lost like 10 seconds in the beginning.
Two. She's got two in the bucket.
Is she getting them in the bucket?
That's it. She's got two.
That's it.
Two. Mandy B with two.
Wait, did she really only get two or
she got
three?
Two. Wait. Let's get the official count. No, wait. She got the last one was a two.
We give
it was
to
a
her,
two spot.
Should we give her a three?
Yeah, you can get multiples, right?
Yeah, all
right.
She got her three. Mandy, since you went first, you get to pick who goes next.
Wait. How is that? I'm going to... Guys, for those listening via non-video through the podcast, we are holding our mic, so you know we're moving around, so pardon the audio. But here, Mandy B.
To be honest, the lube, I think, got in my eyeballs, and I'm seeing blurry now.
It was very hard.
And it was hard to grasp my teeth on them.
You look like you had a night out in the town.
I feel like I'm very wet right now.
Wet? So it made her wet.
Who goes
Taylor
next?
Wiggins.
Are you worried that you're going to have to be doing the Malort now?
Yes, I'm very nervous.
So who goes next?
Tay.
All right.
I'm going next.
Tay's up next. Right. Give the mic to Mandy B.
Mandy B, take my headphones, take my mic. We can use mine.
All right, so Mandy B just went, and now yours truly.
It was so hard.
Tataka is up. What do you think? Do you think he's going to beat you, Mandy?
No, it's way harder. It's way harder.
All right, let's give him.
Bring it.
Hey, grab that phone and do the stopwatch. You got to do the stopwatch. 30 seconds is all he's got.
And I'm going to do the stopwatch in one second.
I don't know if he's
going
to beat you. I don't know.
I don't know if
he's
going to beat
me. He's confident, but I don't think he's going to beat you.
Oh, my God.
I'm confident.
He might.
All right, so here we go.
Hold on. Why is the stopwatch not working? Here we go.
You got to hit stop. Hit stop. Now reset. Ready?
Okay.
And on three,
two, one, go.
Here we go. He's
grab.
I feel like he's used
one.
To this. He's used
careful,
to
careful.
This.
Careful, don't drop. Don't drop.
No,
the
he's
baby.
Supposed to have his hands behind his back.
Hands behind your back.
Yeah.
Oh, did you forget?
Oh, he can't get it.
Lest we not forget.
He can't get it.
Oh,
what
it's
is
so
in there?
Hard.
Yeah.
Oh, two for you.
Did he miss it? Is that no? That's half in.
Oh, it's. I'll take a
that's
half skis. But guess what, brother? Timer.
He's done. He's done. Hey, Mandy, I'm going to let you, since you are a whole third part of sensible people, go count. No. Are you watching this?
Do not cheat on my watch.
Go grab one of those condoms, Mandy B. And
with
it was
my mouth.
It was on a half of the lid.
That was two.
Just kidding. I would never grab it with my mouth.
Hold on. Let me show you. Grab one. It was like this.
That counts.
It was like that.
Oh, no, I saw him do two.
So, listen.
TBH,
what's in there?
How many did I do?
What's
three?
In there?
You did, I gave you the three.
So, what is he? What did he get?
Only because, like, we're bitches.
All right, that is way harder.
No, but so what did he
do? It's way hard.
What
two, baby.
So, you're safe. You're safe. It comes down to me and him.
Unless you do four.
No, but you're safe. You're not. You don't have to do the Malort.
You
did more than Taylor.
But still, it's my pride.
He only did two?
Baby. Oh, wait till.
Give me that mic. That was fucking terrible. First of all, the water is way too low. So it's like, it's hard to even get in.
First of all, the water is full of my spit.
You guys take video.
Yeah, we'll take some video of you, Raw Dog Ryan.
We'll take some never before seen video.
Dump those into the napkin so that the bowl's clean.
Hey, Ryan, can you pick those up with your mouth, please? Hey, Ryan.
I'm going to do 18.
I would be very impressed if you did 18.
Excuse me, Ryan.
Very
I would
impressed.
Like you to put your hands behind you.
The lube is disgusting. The water's all lube.
Oh.
So it's like just disgusting and oily. And it's just, I was gagging in the water. I'm pretty sure I threw up a little bit.
All right.
So enjoy that.
And 3, 2, 1, go.
Raw Dog Ryan diving in.
Diving
face in.
Hard.
He's got one.
He's got one.
He's
unless
got
a go one. Does he got another?
Nope,
oh,
he dropped it.
It.
He had one.
He's got two. He's got a three.
He's got two.
Oh, my God. Oh, Ryan, no, stop.
Raw Dog's done this.
Raw Dog.
Too many
what
times.
Was, oh, my
Four.
God.
He's
when
going,
was the
he's
last
got 8
time?
Seconds left. He's Red got another.
Dog!
He's got another.
What in the actual fuck?
He's got another.
What?
He's got
oh
another.
Oh my God, you're done. What?
Fuck.
Hold on. Wait, am I like reporting a national phenomenon? Wait, let me say that one more time. Phenomenon?
Well, you're that's like a professional. Wait, count those.
Is
count,
that five?
Count your own condoms. Count your own condoms.
All right, ready?
Guys, we're going to post this video on our YouTube
one,
channel. One.
Two, three, four, five, six.
Three for Mandy B, six for Raw Dog Ryan,
and two
for Tay. That is pretty fucking bad of me.
I'm shocked.
The problem is you're too short. You weren't prohibited by like, this low water like I was.
I can't even talk
I
right
couldn't
now.
Get
I'm
in there.
Jack. I thought like,
I
was going to be
like that, baby?
Fuck.
I like it like that.
Oh, God.
I'm shocked.
The realization is hitting me.
Taylor, with this sad, pathetic two condoms is all he bobbed for.
That was such a fucking pitiful performance, to be honest with you.
Now has to take a shot of Malort out of the condom. Mandy,
listened.
show him the condom. We already poured the shot in the condom.
You guys can see that in the video
so
form
we,
of this.
We now want to see Taylor's technique on how he's going to take this
I
shot.
I got to really think about this, right?
All
because,
right.
Oh, God.
No, Mandy,
God
we're not
damn
letting
it.
Him think. Mandy, we're not letting him think. We're going to do a 3, 2, 1, not right in this second.
Guys, I'm going to spill this.
But
everywhere.
We're going to do right now. Are you ready?
Oh, fuck.
Ready?
Ba, 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 ba,
oh, my God.
Coming on, yeah.
You just did a shot of Malort out of a condom. What the fuck kind of people are we, Mandy B?
Sensible people. See you guys next time.
See ya.